This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A detour now to personal finance and that all-important credit score that can weigh heavily on people's economic well-being. FICO, which is short for Fair Isaac Corporation, in case you didn't know it, rates your credit history and gives you said score. But the company said this morning it's coming up with a new number, a new product, if you will, something called Ultra FICO for people who don't have much of a credit history to begin with or who maybe didn't have the greatest credit in the past. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more now on who stands to gain from that.
If you don't have a credit history, it's kind of hard to get a credit score. Like, it's hard to get a grade in a class if you've never taken any of the tests. So what FICO is doing instead with Ultra FICO is looking at other information besides your credit history to figure out how creditworthy you are.
That includes not having a history of negative balances, having savings, and transacting responsibly.
Sally Taylor is Scores Vice President at FICO. She says you have to volunteer this information willingly. It's not automatic. There are 53 million people in the U.S. who don't have a credit score, students or immigrants, for example.
This score will tap into another 10 to 15 million, we estimate, of that 53 million.
That's, of course, millions more people for lenders to lend to and for FICO to score. Taylor also says this will raise the credit scores for some people. Jack Gillis is executive director of the Consumer Federation of America.
The folks that will benefit the most from this are those folks who have marginal credit scores or who don't really have much credit.
Better scores can save people money. They affect your insurance, your car loan, your mortgage. Now, the question for any new type of credit score, though, is it accurate? Jonathan Glowacki is a principal at consulting firm Milliman.
So it's very easy to create credit scores when the economy is going well and defaults are very low. Where the rubber's going to hit the road is really when we hit the next rough patch.
The next recession is when you find out which loans should not have been made. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.